Good morning. It is Thursday, September 25th. Welcome to the Inside Edge. And everyone who's ever worked on ballot access knows the drill. If you're circulating petitions, you get them notarized. It's the frontline defense against voter fraud. It's how we know who actually gathered the signatures, but not anymore. A New Jersey appellate court upheld a lower court ruling last week that ballot petitions don't have to be notarized anymore. And while this is a relatively small ball issue, it's worth pointing out for anyone who plans to run for office or get a petition to get a local issue on the ballot next year and in the future. The decision involved the recall of a school board member in the small town of Park Ridge, but it'll have an impact throughout New Jersey. The judges didn't want to disenfranchise the signatories. And, you know, that's a perfectly valid, cogent argument. There's probably not a whole lot of voter fraud in Park Ridge. But the judges didn't do anything wrong. They acted somewhat swiftly on an emergent appeal, and they did so honestly and above board. But I'm not sure they fully realized the sweeping consequences of their decision. I think they looked at the case before them. Several thousand people who wanted to recall a school board member, but watched the petitions thrown out on a technicality that the circulator signatures won't notarize. But let's say, hypothetically, that this was Atlantic City and this was a Craig Calloway operation. And Calloway, if you remember, is a serial voter fraud villain who's awaiting a prison term. So imagine this: Team Calloway goes out and they gather signatures. And let's say, you know, hypothetically, of course, that his motives were nefarious. How will a judge determine the authenticity of the circulator or validate the signatures without knowing exactly who gathered them? You know, what if this was hypothetically James Devine? He's the guy who submitted thousands of fake signatures to get his life partner on the ballot in the 2021 gubernatorial primary. He'll be off probation soon. So, you know, what's to stop him from firing up the mail merge program again? You know, this isn't on the judges. They ruled on the case before them. The failure, I think, belongs to Assistant Attorney General Susan Scott. She's the one who runs elections for the AG's office, and she never stepped in to argue the broader consequences. She didn't make the case that matters, that ballot integrity in New Jersey just got weaker, and make no mistake, it did. That's it for today, everybody. Thanks for listening. I will be back.